Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Psachim Daf Kuf Vav. We're going to begin about 8 lines down from the top with the words Tana Rabbanan. We're going to discuss a new Braisa, and we discuss some very, very fascinating halachos about the Kiddush on Shabbos. We're learning today, leading in Nishmas, a number of people. I got a list of a number of yard sites that had already occurred that were learning Lili Nishmasam. So, Bella Weinstein, Bela Bas Chaim Dov, Jean Bloom, Alta Chana Bas Harav Yechiel, Sam Silverstein, Shapsi Yehuda, Ben Yaakov Dov, Erna Bloom, Ruchama Esther Bas Yaakov, Alfred Oppenheimer, Usher Ben Avram. And today, the yard sites are Myra Zeidman, Masha Bas Yitzchak, and also Lila Nishmas, Henry Siegel, Rav Chanoch Henoch, Rav Hayosef Halevi. It's David Siegel's father. David's been a member of the Shia for Kanayin Hara a couple of decades now. And we're learning Lili Nishmas, all of these people there in the Shama should have an Aliyah from our learning. So we begin, Tanu Rabbanan, with the Braisa, 8 lines down from the top, Kuvvav Amud Aleph. Zocher es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. The Pasuk tells us in the Aseres HaDibros that you have to go and remember the Shabbos. And you have to be Mekadish L'Kadsho, to make it holy. So this Pasuk, the Chazal Darshan, Zochreyu Al Hayayin. How do you remember the Shabbos? You remember it Al Hakos. A person has a chiyuv to go and make kiddush al hakos. Now, according to most, this is a din derabbanan. There is a mitzvah d'oraisa to be mekadish the Shabbos. One can fulfill this in the davening by saying, as we brought down previously, by saying by chulu hashemayim v'aretzu chol tzivaom, that series of psukim from Chumash. So when we say that on Friday night, so then that's the kiyum of zocher es yom haShabbos l'kadsho. However, Chazal instituted that you should say this al hakos. So zochreyu al hakos, zochreyu al hayayin is the way Chazal said to be mekayim this mitzvah. And again, I brought down previously, this is a machlokas. Does that mean that you're not yotzeid on a daraisa level when you say vayichulu, and you're only yotzei now when you say it al hakos? Or does it mean that you were yotzei on a daraisa level previously, and now you're yotzei on a derabbanan level? That led to a famous question that Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked your wife. When you come home from shul, she is mechuyeves on a deraisa level to be mekadish the Shabbos. If you already yotzei, how can you be motzei your wife? She has a chiyuv on a deraisa level, and you've already accomplished that, so you only have a chiyuv on a derabbanan level. So there are many terutzim. Some of the interesting ones are when you say good Shabbos to your wife when you come home, so or to the bnei beis, so anybody in your house, your daughters, any other children, any other people that are in the house, so when you wish them a good Shabbos, and they say back to you, good Shabbos, so that they're yotzei on a daraisa level. Now they're also knocked down to the rabbanu level. If they daven mariv, so they say vayichulu in the mariv, although many women don't have the custom of davening mariv, and even on Friday night, so if they were to daven mariv, they would be yotzei on that level. The other terutzim as well. In any event, let's stick and focus on the words over here that we just said, zochreyu al hayayin. So the Braisa continues and says, Ainli ela bayom. That only tells me that you have to do this during the daytime. Now, the Gemara will question this. Why do you think that this means during the daytime? So the Gemara will ask this question in a moment. But right now, the Braisa says, Ainli ela bayom. That tells me that I have to be zochreyu al hayayin during the daytime. How do I know about Laila Minayin? How do I know that you also have to do Zochreyu al Hayayin, that you have to be Zochreyu Shem HaShabbos L'Kadsho at nighttime, Balayla Minayin, Talmud Lomar, because the Braisa tells us, the Pasuk Zochor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, that means that you have to do this at night. And that obviously leads to another question. You say Zochor es Yom HaShabbos, and you're telling me that that means night. That would be the second problem that we have with this Braisa and this Drusha. So the Gemara immediately questions this price and says, you're telling me, Balayla Minayin, but the problem is that the Laila is the Ikar Chiyav. The Chiyav during the day is not a Chiyav. That's a Din Derabbanan that we'll talk about in a moment. So the Gemara says, Adaraba, Ikar Kiddusha, Balayla Hu Kaddish. The essential Kiddush that we make, Al Hayayin, is the Friday night Kiddush, not the Shabbos morning, the Shabbos meal Kiddush. The essential Kiddush is the Friday night Kiddush. Iker Kiddusha Balayla Hu Kaddush. The Rashbam is not goris the word Kaddush, but it fits in. It's not terrible to be goris that word. In any event, L'chi Kaddush T'chilas Yoma Boyle Kiddushay. Because when it says Zochor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, you should do this L'Kadsho as soon as you can, as the Rashbam explains. As soon as the day starts, so that's when you're being Mekadesh the Shabbos. Shabbos starts Friday night. So therefore, that's when the chiyuv should kick in. So therefore, that's question number one. How can you tell me that belayla minayin? How do we know that at night you also have to know the night is the ikker? And then furthermore, v'so, belayla minayin, you ask, how do we know at night? And then you give me a pasuk that says during the day. Minayin, at night, and Talmud Omer, you say zohar is yom HaShabbos Likadsho. So you're trying to darshan out the chiyuv at night from the word yom. That doesn't make any sense. Tana mihadir alayla v'konosiv le'ikra d'yom ama. You're trying to prove at night, and you give me a pasuk that says during the day. So these are two major problems with this braisa. So the Gemara has to obviously revise its understanding. In Hochikomar. So the Gemara says this is the way the braisa really should be understood. Zohar es yom HaShabbos Likadsho. When the pasuk tells us that you have to remember the Shabbos and you have to make it holy, Likadsho, to sanctify it, so it means Zochreyu alayayin bichnisoso. It means Likadsho means at the beginning, as soon as you can. Again, as the Rashbam pointed out, Bishor shemiskadesh hayom, at the start of the day of Shabbos, which is, of course, at the night. So therefore, that's what the Bryce is telling us. Likadsho means at night. Zochreyu alayayin bichnisoso, at the start. And therefore, in Liela Balayla, I would only know from this pasuk that you have to be Mekadesh to Shabbos at nighttime. By Yom Minayin, how do you know that you also have to be Mekadesh again during the daytime? Talmud Lomer, that's why we have the pasuk Zohar is Yom HaShabbos Likadesho. So the Yom here is the critical part to tell me that Chazal said you should also make Kiddush during the daytime. So this is a pasuk that we use to darshan out both the night and the day require Kiddush. In Tosos, Dibra Maskel, Zohre Alayayin, he tells us that the word Zechira brings psukim to show that it's connected to wine. And that's where Chazal got this idea that you should be Zohreyu al Hayayin. And he points out that we don't have to do the Vayechulu al Hayayin. That technically is a tefillah. And technically, that doesn't have to be al Hakos, although the minhag is to repeat Vayechulu when you come home. And the reason for that, Tosa says, is Elo Lahutzi Banov Ubnei Beso. That's to go and fulfill the obligation to say that for your family when you come home that weren't in shul and that aren't davening Marv. Now, if you notice that in the davening, we say vayichulu in the silent Shemoneh Esrei, and then in this mini chazaras hashatz that we say afterwards, the Magen Avos, the special Friday night repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei to a certain extent, we also repeat vayichulu right after the silent Shemoneh Esrei. The entire tzibba says vayichulu. Why do you say it again? So what's the purpose of that? Shiragilin lomar vayichulu achat tefillah b'kol rom. Everybody says it together. The reason he says is, "Haynu mishum yontiv shechol yos b'Shabbos." We're gonna have yontiv coming out on Shabbos. When Pesach comes out on Shabbos, every year there's at least one Shabbos in Pesach. So the Shmoneh Esrei for the Shlosh Regalim of Pesach, when it comes out on Shabbos, doesn't have Vayechulu. Shemispalin Atav Achartanu, we say the Loshon of the Shmoneh Esrei of Atav Achartanu, the Shlosh Regalim Shmoneh Esrei, the Ein Omer Vayechulu Batvila. And Chazal, we're not masakin that you say Vayechulu in that Shmoneh Esrei, because most of the time it's not on Shabbos. So Chazal didn't add Vayechulu. And even when it comes out on Shabbos, they didn't add Vayechulu in the Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore, V'tiknu nami lomar v'chol Shabbosos. So therefore, Chazal had to say Vayechulu when Yontif comes out with Shabbos after the Shmoneh Esrei, because it wasn't included in the Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore, as a low plug, Shalom L'chalik being Shabbos L'Shabbos, they didn't want any Shabbos to be different than the other Shabbosim, so therefore, they were masakin that we say Vayechulu after the silent Shmoneh Esrei on Friday night, every single week of the year, for the one or two Shabbosim that come out, the Shlosh Regalim come out on Shabbos, so we say then Vayechulu after the davening, so we therefore say it every single week after the davening. Very interesting. Then he says, V'nira, the Kiddush Alayayin Asmachti, this whole idea of saying Kiddush Alayayin is all an asmachta, as we pointed out. It's a dindur abanon. I've heard the Amar B'mishim Eser, Gemara in Brachos tells us, Noshim Chayovos B'Kiddush, Hayom, Tvar Torah, the women are obligated in Kiddush, Min HaTorah, Hainu Dafka Kiddush Hayom. I will Alayayin, Lo Havya El Midr Abanon. That yes, women are obligated to say something that Zochreyu, Zochar Yom HaShabbos, but Lav Dafka Al Hayayin. And that's what I mentioned before, the question of the famous question of Rabbi Kiva Eger, how can a man be motzi, a woman, if the levels of obligation are different? Now the Gemara continues and says, "Nu, what's this kiddush during the daytime? Bayom, my mevarach, what should a person say as, quote, kiddush during the daytime? Do we make a separate bracha? Is there a Mekadesh HaShabbos bracha during the daytime kiddush?" So Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Yehuda, borei pri hagofen. The kiddush during the daytime is just a borei pri hagofen. The Rashbam explains, asai kaso de chamra, you take a cup of wine, ubruche, you make just a borei pri hagofen on it, umashte, and you drink it. And this is Mishum Kavod Shabbos, that by taking this glass of wine at the beginning of the meal, that adds a chashivas, it adds a specialness to the meal, and that's lechalek ben midas Shabbos lemidas chol. That separates out a meal that you have on a Tuesday from the meal that you have on Shabbos lunch. Shu inyan shir, sheinom shira el yayin. And this is a type of song, so to say, that we're praising the Shabbos, singing to the Shabbos, even though it's just a bar b'riyah gofen, since we don't do this on a normal weekday, so therefore we make this special meal on Shabbos, we're saying a bar priya gofen, that's the kiddush. V'hochi mefarish b'shiltus d'Rav Achoy, this is from the famous shiltus of Rav Achoy Gon, in Parashas Vayisro, this is where this vort is brought down. On the Aseres HaDibros, on the Pasuk, Zochos Yom HaShabbos L'Katsho. Now, this also explains why we cover up the Lecha Mishnah, because we never normally make a Bar Priya Gofen first. We always make the sequence of brachos. You always start off with a Hamotzi. Hamotzi is the most important bracha. Therefore, we always start off with Hamotzi. But here we're starting off with a Bar Priya Gofen, which is unusual. So therefore, we cover up the bread. One of the explanations, we've given several already in this Masechta, one of the additional explanations is, in order to, quote, not embarrass the challah, that the challah normally would go first, and here we have the wine go first, so it's a busha, so to say, to the challah. And the obvious question is, the challah is an inanimate object, so why in the world are we concerned with the feelings of the challah? Challahs don't have feelings. So a beautiful explanation is given, that this is to teach us that if we're supposed to be concerned with the feelings of something that has no feelings, an inanimate object like the challah, yet we go and cover it up so as, quote, not to embarrass it, so Allah has come v'kam, this is to teach us a sensitivity. How much more so must we be careful with the feelings of a human being who obviously does have tremendous sensitivity? Now, the Gemara tells us a Maisa Shahaya. Ravashi Iklul Mechuza. Ravashi once went and traveled to Mechuza. Ravashi was the redactor of the Gemara Ravina Ravashi, and Ravashi traveled around, and he went once to the city of Mechuza. And Amrulay, they said to him, they wanted to give him tremendous honor, so they said, you lead us in the Kiddush. Mustami was a scholar in residence, and they had a big shul lunch, and they told him, you lead us in the Kiddush. Likadish lo anmar, kidusha rabba, you lead us in the great Kiddush. What does it mean, kidusha rabba? So many suggest that this is a euphemism, that it means the great Kiddush is because it's just the bar priya gofen. Others suggest the Ramban in the Parashas Yisro, he brings down, it means HaKadosh HaGadol, this great Kedusha, that's what it's referring to. And the Rashbam points out, it means Korle Kedusha Rabba, Dakulu Kedushe Ka'armile, because we say it on every Kiddush, there's always a Bar Priya Gofen, that's why it's called the Rabba, the one that you always say. In any event, they told Ravashi, you lead us, please, in the Kedusha Rabba. So Havulei, they bring him a cup of wine, and he didn't know what to do. Ravashi wasn't familiar with what they meant by Kedusha Rabba. But Ravashi was a great gadol, so he figured it out. Savar, he said, "My nihu kiddusha rabba. What is this that they're asking me to lead them in this kiddusha rabba?" So he said to himself, "Omar, michte. Let me take a look. Kol abrachos kulon bar priya gofen amri bereisha. Invariably, I'm going to say a bar priya gofen over here. We always start off kiddush with a bar priya gofen. We always start off anything that we're doing, birchas nisuin, a birchas erusin. You start off with a bar priya gofen. So therefore, we'll have over here a Bari Priya Gofen for short." So he said out loud to everybody, Bari Priya Gofen. Omar, Bari Priya Gofen. And then he said, I'll say this, Bari Priya Gofen, V'agid Bey. The Rashbam explains, Herich Bo, I'll take my time in concluding this bracha before I start anything else. L'das, Im Yisariv, Echod Mehem, Lishtos. And I'll wait to see if anybody, they all had a kosher bracha in front of them, which we'll discuss in a second. So I'll see, when I pause after the Bar Priya Gofen to see if I see anybody bringing their glass to their mouth to drink, and then I'll know that that's it. Ubekach Yovin, the Rashbam says, this way I'll know that all they want is Bari Priya Gofen, Regila Lomar Vesulo, and nothing else. And if not, if I see that nobody's moving, they're all waiting for me to continue, then I'll go, Shimlokein, Haya Omer, then I'll go and continue, and I'll say, Kiddush Gadol, the Rashbam, the Bach, changes the gears around a little bit, the Kaddish Kiddush Gadol, or just Kiddush Gadol, Shal Laila, Kimin Hagen, then I'll know that they want me to also say the Friday night Kiddush in terms of Mekadish HaShabbos, that bracha as well. So therefore, that's exactly what he did. He looked around. Chazia, after he made the boy pray a gofen, he saw Lahu Saba, there was one older man, the gofen, who bent over Rishosi and started to drink. So he said, that's the answer. And that's it. The Kiddush Rabbah was just the boy pray a gofen. And he said about himself, Kori Anavshe, a chacham eino berosho. A smart person has eyes in his head. He can figure out what to do in such a situation. Tosfos asks a very interesting question. The Gemara in Brachos says, "Ein hamisubin rashoyin litom achi yitom hamvarech." How could this elderly gentleman have gone to drink before the person making kiddush? The person making kiddush should be the one to drink first. It says, "Ein hamisubin rashoyin litom." Nobody's allowed to go and taste anything until the one who makes the bracha goes and tastes. So how could this older person do this? So Gemara Tosfos says, "Yesh lomar dahinu dafka b'hamotzi shetzorich lechol." That's only in a situation where the motzi needs to eat, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, "Lo yifros adam prusa lo arachin el imkein ochel imohen." That when you're giving out the challah, so then they shouldn't eat before you eat. Hilchach tzorich lahamtin ashiyitom hamivarech. That's when you're dealing with food, for example, the challah, and this halacha lemaisa that we'll see in a moment in the rest of this Tosfos, but the one who is making the Lecha Mishnah and he's cutting up for everybody else in the Lecha Mishnah, he eats first. It may not be the best etiquette that he cuts himself a slice and eats it first, and then he only gives that afterwards to the guests, but that's the halacha, that a person has to go and first eat himself before anybody else eats. So that's in a situation where you have Lecha Mishnah and you're making the bracha for them and you're also being Yotzi yourself. Avol Kiddush, she'ein chovo lishtos l'hamavarech. As opposed to Kiddush, technically you don't have to drink from the Kiddush. Anybody can drink from the Kiddush. A person can make Kiddush and somebody else can drink. And therefore, ein tzorich l'hamtin. That's why this person, this rabbi, this elderly man that was in the audience, he was able to go drink even before Rav Ashi. However, Tosfos continues, he says, "Mi ubi Yerushalmi de Brachos." The Yerushalmi in Brachos says, "Amar Rav Abba b'shem Rab." Rav Abba says the name of Rab. "Misubin asurim litom ad shiyitom emavarech." They're not allowed to even taste anything until the one who makes the bracha goes and eats something or tastes something. And Yerushalmi ben Levi Omer shosin afal pi shalos shosa. But he says they are allowed to drink even though the person making the bracha didn't drink. So these seem to be two contradictory statements. So Tosfos continues, and he says, "Lo, please, they're not arguing on each other, because they're dealing with whether you're zukukin lekos echad." So when Rav Shuv ben Levi said, "Kishesh lekol echad koso biyado," then you don't have to wait. Mashma, that they each had their own kos. So nami, im ein koso biyado, afilu shofach mikos bracha lekos esacherim, ein lahem litom ad shiyitom hamivorech. Therefore, if the person who's making kiddush pours out a little kiddush to everybody else, so then they do have to wait till he drinks himself. But if they all have their own kosher bracha in front of them, they don't have to wait, they can drink on their own. And the same thing Tosfos is going to tell us is if they have their own lecha mishnah, if they have their own bread in front of them, they don't have to wait till the person who's botseya, till he goes and eats, because they have their own Lecha Mishnah, but if they're using his Lecha Mishnah, so then they have to wait till he eats. And that's what Tosfos continues in the rest of this. Tosfos, very interesting discussion, halacha l'maisa, a person should know that if you're being Yotzei with the cup or with the Lecha Mishnah of the person who's making the bracha, so then they have to taste or drink or eat first before you go and take what they gave you and eat or drink from it. This is why some have the custom that when they're making Kiddush, they give a cup of wine to everybody to have in front of them. This way they don't have to wait. They can go drink right away. They have their own, quote, koshel bracha, and that's fine. It shouldn't be a pogum cup. It shouldn't be something that they've already drunk from. And obviously with Kiddush, that's not a problem. They have their own kos in front of them. Therefore, they can drink even before the person who makes Kiddush goes and drinks. Gemara continues and says, "Amri b'nei Rabbi Chiya." The sons of Rabbi Chiya said, "Mishlo hivdil b'matzis Shabbos." If you didn't make havdalah matzis Shabbos, you have the right. We had this the other day. Mavdil v'holich b'chol haShabbos kulo. You're allowed to go and still make havdalah, quote, kol haShabbos kulo, the entire week. Now we have already explained, and here the Gemara is going to tell us that it doesn't mean the entire week that we're used to saying a week that starts on Sunday and ends on Shabbos. That's one way of looking at the week. But as I mentioned, and here's the source for that, we look at Shabbos as being in the middle of the week, and we have the pre-Shabbos days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we have the post-Shabbos days, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So this is referring to over here, Mavdav Holeh B'chol HaShabbos Kulo, is actually referring to till Tuesday night going into Wednesday in Halacha. And that's what the Gemara tells us now. Yad Kama, what does it mean, the whole week? So Amar Reb Zeira, Ad Revi B'Shabbos. It means until Wednesday, which means Tuesday night, which is the start of Wednesday. And we have a Maisa Shaya. Kihad Yosef Reb Zera Kamed Ravasi. Once Reb Zera was in front of Ravasi, others say Vamilo was Ravasi, who was Kamed Reb Yochanan, was in front of his Rebbe Reb Yochanan. The Yosef Vikomer, and he was sitting, and he said as follows. Again, I always point out, he already told us that he was sitting there, Kihad Yosef, and then it says Yosef. So this is understood as that they would normally sit during the Shia, and then when they had a question, they would stand up, and the Rebbe would acknowledge them. And when the Rebbe acknowledged them, so you can ask a question, so then they would go back and sit down. So he sat down after he was given permission to talk. And he said, Le'inyan Gittin, in regards to a get, Rashbam, Rashi as well, they explain over here, in Omar, if a person says to a woman, he's divorcing his wife, and he tells her, this will be your get, Hareza Gitech, if Almanas, if you do a certain tonight, the tonight that Rashbam gives over here, Shetitnili Reish Zuz, if you give me 200 Zuz, so then the divorce goes into effect. And he says, you should give me the 200 Zuz, Achar Shabbos. Or he says, oh, Almanas, Shetitnili Kodim Shabbos, you must give it to me before Shabbos, either after Shabbos, before Shabbos, and when you give it to me, this will take effect. So when the person says this tonight, before Shabbos or after Shabbos, what does that mean? So he said, Chodah b'Shabbosah, Sunday, Trey, Monday, Utlasa, and the third day, Tuesday, this is called Bosah Shabbosah, this is called after Shabbos. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday have the status of being reflected back on the previous Shabbos. And when we say before Shabbos, Arba v'chamsha u'mali yoma, on Wednesday, Thursday, and on Erev Shabbos, that's called Kamei Shabbos, before Shabbos. This has ramifications in regards to this din of Gittin. Did he fulfill the woman, did she fulfill the tonight that he demanded in order for the get to be a get, when he said before Shabbos or after Shabbos? This has ramifications in many other areas as well, besides Havdalah. There's a famous din in terms of Shtayim Mikra v'yachad Targum. Person has to read the parsha twice and say the targum once. So the person has to do this imatzibur, has to do this with the tzibur. So what's the definition of imatzibur? So ideally, certainly everybody agrees it should be done by the time the laning starts on Shabbos morning. If you didn't, then you have till the end of Shabbos. That's one opinion. Another opinion says until Tuesday, because that's still a reflection back on Shabbos. Then we have the halacha l'maisa that you can still do it until Simchas Torah. If a person wasn't able to do Shtayim Mikra V'yachad Targum, he still has up until Simchas Torah to still be called that he's Koriya Parshos Im Hatzibur. There are other examples as well. Let's go weiter. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Yidi, Rav Yaakov Bar Yidi says, Avolo al ha'or. When you are making Havdalah up until Tuesday afternoon, evening, start of Wednesday, so you make Havdalah, you make Bar Pri HaGafen, Hamavdim Kodesh L'chol, but you don't make Bore Mi Ore Ha'esh. We learned earlier in the Masechta, the Rashbam reminds us, and Daphnim Dalet Amad Aleph, Ein Mevarchem Bo Ela Belel Motzi Shabbos, Hol V'tchilas B'riyosuhu. That's when HaKodesh Baruch Hu taught Adam HaRishon how to make fire. And therefore, that is specifically done, and we only make a Bar Mareish on Saturday night. Whenever we make Havdalah, otherwise, if it's a Yontif ends on a Tuesday, so we don't make Bar Mareish. The only exception to this rule is Yom Kippur. Whenever Yom Kippur ends, we make a Bar Mareish as well, but that's for a different reason. That's not reflecting back on the creation of fire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Adam HaRishon, but that's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, Kaviyacho, that here, we had fire available. That's why you're supposed to do it on a Ner Sheshavas. Regular Motzei Shabbos Havdalah, you can strike a match, and just like the Havdalah candle, that's not a problem. But in Yom Kippur, your bedakka should use a candle that was lit all of Yom Kippur to demonstrate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't do any cooking, I didn't do any melacha with Eish, not because I didn't have an Eish. I had this Eish, it was right here. It was a Ner Sheshavas, and we want to show, start off the year correctly by saying, I could have done melacha physically, because I had the malacha available to do, but I didn't do because it's also to do malacha, and that's why Yom Kippur, Matzah Yom Kippur, we also make a Bari Mi'ara Eish, but for a different reason, to show that this was an Er Sheshavas. In any event, so Rabbi Yaakov Aridi tells us that we don't make a Bari Mi'ara Eish except on Matzah Shabbos, on any other time, even when you are making the Havdalah for Shabbos being over, but you don't do it on Matzah Shabbos. Yeah, you didn't have wine available. You didn't have anything available. You couldn't do it Matzah Shabbos. So you're making Havdalah on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday afternoon, up until Tuesday night. So then you make the regular Havdalah Bar Pri HaGafen, Hamavdim Mikol Shechol, but you don't make a Bari Mi'ora Eish. The Gemara doesn't say it here. We had this previously. You likewise don't make a Bari Mine B'Sam, except on Matzah Shabbos. And that's assuming that Sunday is not Yontif. And the reasoning is because we make the Bar Minyan B'Samim to help us with the departure of our Neshama Yisera. Our body feels weak. We don't understand exactly what the loss of the Neshama Yisera means on a physical level, but there's some physical attribute as well that is noticeable. A person feels weak, and therefore we make the bracha on the B'Samim to revitalize us, to resuscitate us, and that is only present also on Matzei Shabbos. We had earlier a whole discussion whether there is an Neshama Yisera when Yontif leaves you or not, and if there isn't a Neshama Yisera on Yontif, so then how come we don't make a Bar Minyan B'Samim when Yontif is on Sunday? So we said that the Megadim, all the wonderful delicacies that you're going to eat on the Saturday night meal, on the Yontif meal on Saturday night, so that's going to resuscitate you the same way that the B'Samim would. Mark continues and says, Amar Rav Bruna, Amar Rav. Rav Bruna said in the name of Rav, return to Kuvav Omidbeis, Hanotel Yodov Lo Yikadesh. If a person goes and washes his hands, so he does this before the Kiddush, he makes an Alan Tila Sidayim, so then he should not be the one to go and recite Kiddush. Now the Bach brings in a additional girsa, and he says, V'chein, likewise, Amar Rav Adda Bar Ava, Amar Rav, Rav Adda Bar Ava also said the name of Rav. Not only Rav Bruna said the name of Rav, but Rav Adda Bar Ava also said the name of Rav. These two great Amoroyim said the same thing in the name of Rav. Not Hayodav, Lo Yikadesh. If a person does Netil HaSidayim before Kiddush, so then he shouldn't be the one to go and make Kiddush. This is considered a Hefsik. As the Rashbam explains over here, Ela Acher Yikadish, somebody else should go make the Kiddush in that situation. And he will go and fulfill his obligation to hear Kiddush. Let's say on Friday night, he'll go and the Yotze that obligation by the other person making the Kiddush and drinking. The Ein Kan Hesech Hadas May Acher. There is no concern of the Hesech Hadas when somebody else is making the Kiddush and drinking. As opposed to, Shu Atzmo Einam Avarach, but he himself shouldn't go make the Bracha. However, Avul Hu Atzmo Lo Yikadesh, he himself shouldn't go and be Mekadesh, Im Not HaYodav, Kadesh Yochal Al Smach Netila Dilefnei Kiddush, the Kiddush Mafzik Bein Netila Liachila, that the Kiddush would be a hefsek. You're supposed to do samuch leachila netila right before you go and eat. You should do netila sidayim, and it would be ruined. You would have a hesech hadas, an interruption, if you were to make kiddush as well. Then the hevek hesech hadas uboy netila achrite, and then you would require another netila sidayim, which would then be a brachal of atola. So therefore, let someone else make the kiddush in this situation. This brings around the whole question that there are Tfutzos of Klai Yisrael, especially amongst the German communities, the Yekas, so they do wash Netilas Sidayim before they make Kiddush, then they make Kiddush, and then they have the Motzi right away. So this custom is fully well established, albeit that's not what the Gemara here says, and that is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that is a perfectly valid custom. And in fact, the Ramah says that was the custom amongst Ashkenazic Jews, and that custom is certainly halachically valid. That brings down an interesting question. In that situation, there are those that say that if you did wash the Tilas Yadayim, then you should make Kiddush, at least on Friday night, over bread. You're allowed to make Kiddush on Friday night on Pas. You cannot make Kiddush on Pas on Shabbos, or you can't make Havdalah on Pas. But interestingly, you can make Kiddush on lunch, or by Havdalah, on what's called Chamar Medina, whereas you can't do that on Friday night. Chamar Medina is a beverage that's served not as a quenching your thirst, but as a davar choshev, as an important item. So, for example, people make havdalah on beer. So that is considered an important item. They make it on scotch. So that's considered an important item. Now, I should point out that it is preferable always to make kiddush and havdalah on wine, or at least grape juice. But that's a separate discussion, not for now. The Rabbeinu Tam has a famous sheet over here. You can see this in Tosos Dibra Maskil Mekadesh Arifta. So he brings down three lines from the start of the wider lines in the Tosos. He says, Niril Rabbeinu Tam de'ein mekachin ala pas klal. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with this idea that you can make kiddush on bread, and he says you're never allowed to make kiddush on bread. This sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam is, we're concerned about this sheet enough that we say that in general a person should always make kiddush on wine, unless he absolutely has no wine. Sometimes when people were impoverished, or sometimes wine just wasn't available, then Friday night you are allowed to make kiddush on bread. But in general, we are choshesh for this sheet of the Rebbeinu Tam, and we don't make kiddush on bread unless we have no choice. In any event, after all that, we have the two Amorayim, Rav Bruna and Rav Adda Bar Ava, who both said in the name of Rav, that Rav said that the person who's making kiddush shouldn't wash his hands before kiddush, because that would be a hesech hadas, that would be a hefsek. on this, Amalu Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, who was the son of Marta, said, Akate lo noch nafshe de Rab, it hasn't been a long time since Rab has passed away, and you've already forgotten what your Rebbe taught you. Shechach ninhu l'shmai sose. You've already forgotten the teachings of Rav. Because he said, I myself was by Rav. Zimnin, sometimes, sagin hava ka'imna kamei de Rav. Sometimes I would be in front of Rav on Friday night, and I saw what he did. Zimnin, de chaviva le rifta, mekadisha rifta. Zimnin, de chaviva le chamra, mekadisha chamra. Rav sometimes was hungry. That's the way the Rashbam and Rashi understand the Shoya Roy. So therefore, he would be Makadish Sharifta. He specifically went and made the Kiddush, not on wine. He made the Kiddush on bread because he was hungry. At other times, the way the Rashbam understands this was, he wasn't going to have the meal. So he just was going to make Kiddush to be Yotzei. The Kiddush requirement, he holds the Kiddush. We had this previously. Rav holds that Kiddush B'machum Suda is not a requirement. Shmuel held that Kiddush B'machum Suda is a requirement. We paskin like Shmuel, but Rav doesn't follow Shmuel. So Rav held that you don't need Kiddush B'machum Suda. So if he wasn't hungry, if he wasn't planning on having the Suda, so then he would make Kiddush just on the wine. So that's why Zimnin Sagin this way, Zimnin Sagin that way. That explains Rav's custom and his opinion, according to Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. As a total aside, I point out that there is also a custom to make Kiddush by Shalosh Shudas. Now, it comes as a surprise to some people because they're not used to doing that. However, it is brought down, and this is based upon a Rambam, and this is brought down by Rishonim and Achronim, and is in fact paskin in Shulchan Aruch by the Mishnah Berurah, that one should make Kiddush at Shalosh Shudas, which is to take a glass of wine and make a bari priyag goffin on it. In fact, if you look at many benches, they have an entire sidura de Shalosh Shudas, and it includes in it a bari priyag goffin, a beautiful custom for people to do. Albeit, certainly not a chiyuv. You can certainly eat Shalosh Shudas without making a bari priyag goffin. And one should. This is a very important mitzvah. This year, Erev Pesach, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, there'll be a lot of questions as to how to do Shalosh Shudas, and Mitzvah Shem will have an opportunity to talk about that. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. The Gemara continues and says, Rav Huna says the name of Rav, Toam Eino Mekadesh. There's a penalty over here. If a person ate something before Kiddush on Friday night, so that's it. He lost the opportunity to make Kiddush. Kiddush has to be said on an empty stomach, so to say. You're not allowed to go make Kiddush if you've already tasted something, if you've eaten something. And then, as we said previously, so you'll make up the Kiddush. You'll say the Friday night Kiddush. You'll say it on Shabbos. So Rav Huna was the one that said this. And Rav Chanan bar Chinna asked him, what about by Havdalah? Is the same din over there? Tom, Maushu Shiavdu. You're telling me on Friday night there's this knast, so to say, that's put into place, that if a person ate on Friday night, he's not allowed to go make Kiddush anymore. He has to go make Kiddush on Shabbos. So if a person didn't make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos before he ate something by accident and he ate something, so that the same knas, so to say, apply then, that he can't make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, he has to wait till Sunday. So Amaleis, Rav Huna tells Rav Chanan bar Chinna, Ani Omer, my opinion is Tom Mabdil. No, there's no such knas. According to me, even if you ate before you said Havdalah, so you're still allowed to make Havdalah. However, my colleague, Rav Asi Omer, Tom Eino Mabdil. He held that just like Rav said, there's a knas on Friday night. If you ate before Kiddush, you can't make Kiddush. So too, Rav Asi holds that if a person were to eat before Havdalah, then you're not allowed to make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos. You have to wait till Sunday. The Rashbam explains, the Rav Huna says, I don't think you have to be so machmir by Havdalah like you do by Kiddush, albeit Rav Asi does. Tosfos asks, how, according to this opinion, are you allowed to go and make Kiddush at home if you made Kiddush in shul? He says, if the person makes Kiddush in shul, so he's tasting something, how can he go back home and make Kiddush? So Tosfos answers, in Dibur Maaseh Tom, Eino Mekadesh, he says, the lo mikrei Tom, that's not called eating or drinking something when you drank the kosher bracha in shul. Shalo tamo elami kosher bracha, and that doesn't count. Now the Gemara tells us a maishas haya. Rav Yirmiyah ba'aba ikla lebe Ravasi. One time Rav Yirmiyah ba'aba, who was a great Talmud of Rav, he went to the house of Ravasi. Now again, Ravasi was the one that said that if you eat something before Havdalah, then you can't make Havdalah. It's too late. But Rav Yirmiyah ba'aba was a Talmud of Rav. So ishtalei, he forgot, v'toy midi, and he ate something before he said Havdalah. Tosfos asks a very famous question. We know the famous story that Afilu behemtim shel tzadikim ena kodesh baruch hu mevi takola. Even the animals of the tzadikim, the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair, it wouldn't eat trumas and maestros. The donkey wouldn't go and do things that are incorrect in regards to eating. And we learn out from there that Hakodesh baruch hu is going to make sure that a tzadik doesn't go and make an error with food. He won't eat something that's not kosher, for example. Hashem will make it that the tzadik doesn't have that takola, that have that mishap occur to him. So how could Rav Yirmi Rav Abba have forgotten and eaten something before Havdalah? So Tosus points out an interesting diuk, and he says, the hochosh ha-maichel mutter, here there was no intrinsic problem with the food, it was the time, shahashah asura, and therefore, ain shayach lahachshos, therefore this question doesn't get off the ground. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it that a person doesn't eat something that's asur, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not necessarily protect a tzaddik from eating something that's mutter in the time that it's asur for the tzaddik to eat it. So that's what happened over here. Rav Yirmi Rav Abba, by accident, Ishtali forgot, and Toy Midi ate something before Abdullah. No, they brought him the cup as an honor. He was a great visiting tzaddik, so they brought him Havalei Kasa. They brought him a cup of wine to go make Abdullah, and via Abdul, and he went and made Abdullah. Now, that went against the custom of Ravasi. So Ravasi's wife asked her husband, Amalei Dvisu. So Ravasi's wife says to Ravasi, no, you, Vahomar, lo avinochi, you don't do this. If you had by accident eaten something before Havdalah, you wouldn't have made Havdalah. So how come he's making Havdalah? So Amalei, so Ravasi said to his wife, Shavke, you can leave him alone. Rav Yirmi Rav Abba has who to rely upon. Kirabei, he's holding his Rebbe, Rav, Svirulei. And therefore, he has who to rely upon. I personally disagree with that psak, but he has who he has to rely upon, and therefore, he's allowed to go make the Havdalah. This is the way Rashbam, who brings down the name of the same as Zaydi, says, Kach Pirush Rashi. And that's the Rashi that we have here as well. But Tosus doesn't like this. Tosus says, Ravasi was also a Talmud of Rav. So how is that an answer? The Ravasi, nami Talmido shel Rav. Va'alo shon mashma ki Rabbei velo Rabbei. That it seems to imply that Ravasi told his wife, he's holding like his Rebbe, who he's implying is not Ravasi's Rebbe. But that's not true. So therefore, Tosus says, Elanira, ki Rabbei means ki Rav Huna. It's not talking about Rav. Rav Yirmi Bar Abba is holding like his Rebbe Rav Huna, Kedama in Perakaman and Kedushin. And it says over there that Rav Yirmi Bar Abba was a Talmud Chover of Rav, but he was a Talmud of Rav Huna. In any event, that was the Maisa Shahaya. Now the Gemara quotes other Amoraim what their practice was. Amar Rav Yosef Amar Shmuel, Rav Yosef Amar Shmuel, also, Toam Eino Makadish, on Friday night, if you ate before Kiddush, so then you're not allowed to make Kiddush anymore, you make it the next day. And similarly, just like the practice was, according to Ravasi, that Toam ain't no Mavdil. If you ate something before Havdalah, you're not allowed to be Mavdil. On the other hand, the Rabba, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, held Toam Mekadesh, V'Toam Mavdil. And this is the way the halacha is. Even if a person inadvertently ate, he's still allowed to make Kiddush on Friday night. And even if a person inadvertently ate, he's still allowed to make Havdalah on Matzei Shabbos. That's the opinion of Rabba in the name of Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. We turn to Kufzayin Omer Aleph. Omer Rava. Rava tells us, how do we pass in Hilchasa? What's Aloch Lamaisa? Toam Mekadesh, V'Toam Mavdil. And indeed, Umishalo Kiddush Be'er Shabbos, and for whatever the reason, you're not allowed to, you weren't able to go make Kiddush on Friday night, as we pointed out, the Aloch is Mekadesh V'Holich Kol Hayom Kulo Ad Motzei Shabbos. You're allowed to make Kiddush anytime during the day. So if you weren't able to make Kiddush on Friday night, so then you have to make Kiddush with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, that full bracha in the Shabbos lunch Kiddush. If you couldn't do it at Shabbos lunch, then you make it Shalosh Shudas. Mekadesh V'Holich Kol Hayom Kulo Ad Motzei Shabbos. Until Shabbos is over, you still can make Kiddush for Shabbos. It's never too late. Likewise, Mishalo Hivdil B'Motzei Shabbos, if a person wasn't able to make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, he didn't have the necessary ingredients, he didn't have the wine, he didn't have the ability to make Havdalah, so then, Ma'abdu V'Holich, Kol HaShabbos Kula. This is the Gersa that we had previously. You can do it the rest of that, quote, week, which we're saying is with Shabbos in the middle, you can do it Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday up until the start of Tuesday night, which is Wednesday in Halacha. That's the first version that we had of Rava. There's one slight difference in the next version. Ameimar, when Ameimar said over this Vart, Pasach lo l'hoshmaisa de Rava b'hai lishna. He said over this Vart from Rava with the following slight one-point difference, which I'll point out. So the first part is all the same. He said, Omer Rava, so how do we pass him Tom Mekadish Tom Mado? The first part is the same, that if a person by accident ate before he made Kiddush Friday night, or if a person ate before he made Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, in both situations, he's still allowed to be Mekadish, he's still allowed to be Mavdil. And then here's the slight difference. Mishalo Kiddush be'erev Shabbos, if a person didn't make Kiddush on Friday night, Makadish Ola Kol Yom Kulo, that's exactly the same. You have all Shabbos to go and say Kiddush. And here he says, however, Mishalo Hivdil b'Matzei Shabbos, if you didn't make Havdalah on Matzei Shabbos, so then Mavdu v'Holech, now before we had the Girsu was Kol HaShabbos Kulo, in other words, you can do the rest of that halachic week of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but according to this Girsu that Amema brings down, so it says, Mavdu v'Holech Kol Hayom Kulo, you can just make Havdalah the rest of that day, Sunday. And therefore, this Girsa has a slight difference in halacha than the first version that we attributed to Rava. First version said you can make Havdalah until Tuesday night, the start of Wednesday in halacha. And this version says you're only allowed to make Havdalah all day Sunday. But once Sunday goes by, it's too late to make Havdalah. This Girsa, I had pointed out a few days ago, was the Rabbeinu Hananel's Girsa in the Gemara that we had earlier. As opposed to our Gemara had the Girsa of the first Lishna of Rava, that when it said, that was the girsa that we had in our Gemara earlier. While we're still in the middle of this sugya somewhat, this is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shir, and we learned that Lili Nishmas, all of the people I said at the beginning of this year, all of their holy neshamas should have an aliyah from all learning.